Good morning and welcome, New Hope. Thank you so much for joining us. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Dave Gray. I'm one of the elders here, and it's a privilege to serve. This morning, I'll be preaching the Faith on Film series. For those of you that are not familiar, for 1 month each summer, we look at biblical principles that are kind of hidden inside of not necessarily biblical films and videos. And today, I actually reached out to Pastor Dave a couple of months ago, excited about doing The Lion King. And so we're going to do The Lion King. It's actually much harder than I anticipated. It's kind of, for two reasons, it's kind of opposite. Usually we take a biblical passage in truth and we put context and application to that. It's much more difficult to start with a story and try to kind of embed that biblical truth, but we're going to do our best. And secondly, The Lion King, there was just so much content. In fact, my first list of clips was like 27 minutes long because it was like 11 different clips made up of 19 different scenes. And I was like, you know what? We're just going to watch the movie together and call it good. It's like, add 3 minutes. I don't even have to get up and say anything. So we whittle it down and we whittle it down. And with no further ado, The Lion King.
Anything the light touches is our kingdom. A king's time as ruler rises and falls like the sun. One day, Simba, the sun will set on my time here and will rise with you as the new king.
And this will all be mine?
Everything.
Everything the light touches. What about that shadowy place?
That's beyond our borders. You must never go there, Simba.
But I thought a king can do whatever he wants.
Oh, there's more to being king than getting your way all the time.
There's more?
Simba.
All right, which of you started to think maybe we were just going to watch the whole film for a minute? It was getting a little long. Okay, that's the longest one, I promise. I tried carving it up, but it was hard with the song. I was like, you know what, we'll just watch the whole thing together. So lions, just kind of in general, have a special place in my heart. It's my favorite animal. And I think part of that is they kind of take a special place biblically. We see lions used in examples of a lot of different things, from good to bad, in the Bible. In Revelation 5:5. It says, then one of the elders said to me, do not weep. See, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has triumphed. He's able to open the scroll and its seven seals. So we see it as a sign of God, of kingship, of headship, of salvation. Proverbs 28:1 is actually kind of my life verse. It says, the wicked flee, though no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. And so it's a symbol of boldness and of strength. We also see in Judges, it says, as they approached, this is Samson, as they approached the vineyards of Timnah, suddenly a young lion came roaring toward him. The Spirit of the Lord came powerful upon him, so he tore the lion apart with his bare hands as he might have torn a young goat. So sometimes lions are just lions. In fact, more often than not, they're just lions. But we see it come up over and over again. Perhaps the one that best embodies kind of what we want to talk about today is in 1 Peter 5:8. When it gives us this warning, be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. As I went through this, there's a lot of different directions to go. You can see a very clear prodigal son theme that goes through it, lots of good versus evil. It was really difficult to settle, and I kind of decided to just launch into a little bit more topical and just go the tale of two lions. And you're just like, Dave, there's a lot more than two lions in the show. I know. But we're going to focus on two. We're gonna focus on Simba. We just saw that little scene where Mufasa sits him up there and he says, everything the light touches will be yours. And then we're gonna kind of juxtapose that to his uncle Scar, who we're going to meet in this next film.
Why, if it isn't my big brother descending from on high to mingle with the commoners.
Sarabi and I didn't see you at the presentation of Simba.
That was today? Oh, I feel simply awful. Must have slipped my mind.
Yes, well, as slippery as your mind is, as the king's brother, you should have been first in line.
Well, I was first in line until the little hairball was born.
That hairball is my son and your future king.
Oh, I shall practice my curtsy.
Don't turn your back on me, Scar.
Oh, no, Mufasa. Perhaps you shouldn't turn your back on me.
Is that a challenge?
Temper, temper.
I wouldn't dream of challenging you.
Pity. Why not?
Well, as far as brains go, I got the lion's share. But when it comes to brute strength... I'm afraid I'm at the shallow end of the dream pool.
So Scar, Mufasa's little brother, until recently heir to the throne, if something were to happen to Mufasa. His name's Scar because he's got a scar on his eye, but I think it's also just symbolic of the weight that he's carrying. He is number two in the kingdom, right? He's little brother to the king. He has all of the privileges of the king. He has all of the prestige of being in the royal family, and it's not good enough. It's not good enough to just be number two. You would think it would actually, I think I might actually prefer to be brother to the king, right? Because he had all of the benefits and none of the responsibility. I mean, he has the potential of being in a really sweet spot, but he can't. He can't see past the fact that there is someone above him. And not being number one has made him bitter. And it's not long until he hatches a plan to start eliminating the competition.
Hey, Uncle Scar, guess what?
I despise guessing games.
I'm gonna be king of Pride Rock.
Oh, goody.
My dad just showed me the whole kingdom, and I'm gonna rule it all.
Yes. Well, forgive me for not leaping for joy. Bad back, you know.
Hey, Uncle Scar, when I'm king, what'll that make you?
A monkey's uncle.
You're so weird.
You have no idea. So, your father showed you the whole kingdom, did he?
Everything.
He didn't show you what's beyond that rise at the northern border.
Well, no. Said I can't go there.
And he's absolutely right. It's far too dangerous. Only the bravest lions go there.
Well, I'm brave. What's up?
I'm sorry, Simba. I just can't tell you.
Why not?
Simba, Simba, I'm only looking out for the well-being of my favorite nephew.
Yeah, right. I'm your only nephew.
All the more reason for me to be protective. An elephant graveyard is no place for a young prince. Oops.
An elephant what? Whoa.
Oh, dear, I've said too much. Well, I suppose you'd have found out sooner or later. You being so clever and all. Well, just do me one favor. Promise me you'll never visit that dreadful place.
No problem.
There's a good lad. You run along now and have fun. And remember, it's our little secret.
So if you've seen the movie, you know what happens next. If you haven't seen the movie, you know what happens next, right? Of course, he's going to immediately go be a brave lion. So he runs off and he gets his friend Nala and he lies to his own mother and he lies to her mother and they go running off and they hatch a plan to get away from Zazu, who was supposed to be their caretaker, and they go to the elephant graveyard. Now, we know this was a whole scheme hatched by Scar to get them into a very dangerous place. It is ruled by hyenas. It is outside of the control and kingdom and rules of Mufasa's kingdom. And so Simba and Nala thrust themselves into mortal danger put there by Uncle Scar. Now, of course, Zazu finds them and gets Mufasa, and Mufasa saves the day. But now Simba is in big, big trouble. And he's dealing with this guilt of disobeying. He's guilting with this humility and fear of being this brave lion that got his butt whooped by some hyenas and had to get rescued by his dad, and now he's in big, big trouble. But that's not good enough. This was only attempt number one. And we see very quickly Scar is right back at it again, and this time he hatches a plan to get rid of not only Simba, but Mufasa as well, and that's our next skit.
Now you wait here. Your father has a marvelous surprise for you.
Ooh, what is it?
If I told you, it wouldn't be a surprise now, would it?
If you tell me, I'll still act surprised.
You are such a naughty boy.
Come on, Uncle Scar.
No, 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 no. This is just for you and your daddy. You know, a sort of father-son thing. Well, I'd better go get him.
I'll go with you.
No. No. Just stay on this rock. You wouldn't want to end up in another mess like you did with the hyenas.
You know about that?
Simba, everybody knows about that.
Really?
Oh, yes. Lucky Daddy was there to save you, eh? Oh, and just between us, you might want to work on that little roar of yours,
Oh. Okay. Hey, Uncle Scar. Will I like this surprise?
Simba, it's to die for.
Shut up. Can't help it. I'm so hungry. I gotta have a wildebeest.
Stay put.
Can I just pick off one of the little sick ones?
No. We wait for the signal from Scar. There he is. Let's go.
Dad?
Hmm.
accident. I didn't mean for it to happen.
Of course you didn't. No one ever means for these things to happen. But the king is dead. And if it weren't for you, he'd still be alive. What will your mother think?
What am I gonna do?
Run away, Simba. Run. Run away and never return. Kill him.
We throw that verse up there. Passage referring to Satan as the father of lies. John 8:44b, he was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Simba has believed a lie from Scar. Scar has spoken into this little heart and this little mind and has convinced him that he is responsible for his father's death. I find it hysterical that Scar doesn't even have the courage to finish the job himself. He still has the hyenas try to run him down. Now, if you know, they don't catch him, Simba gets away. And we see very, very quickly, because of this lie that he has believed in his life, he begins trading things away very, very rapidly. He runs across the savannah. He is found by two unlikely underachieving individuals, a meerkat and a warthog. And those well-meaning friends immediately give him bad advice and just start steering him down a path of underachieving. One of the first things they say is, put your past behind you. If the world turns its back on you, you turn your back on the world. So they set him directly opposite of the problems that are behind him. They give him information that he wants to hear, and that is just run from your problems. We have a tendency that when we are believing lies like this in our own lives, to surround ourselves with friends that tell us what we want to hear. And there's nothing easier than running away from our problems. Right? There's nothing easier than setting our sights somewhere else. So he begins trading away his birthright for this lie. And he trades away his future. And he gives up his people and his responsibility. It's his responsibility to be king. And I really think what shows, maybe demonstrates this the best, is they have the whole Hakuna Matata song and put your past behind you and, you know, don't worry if it's important. Don't, like, just don't think about it anymore. Really well-meaning friends, really bad advice. But then Simba gets hungry. He's like, I'm starving. I could eat a wildebeest. And like, yeah, we don't have any wildebeest. And he said, well, how about some zebra? Like, yeah, we don't have any zebra. How about gazelle? Yeah, we're fresh out of gazelle. They said, Simba, if you're going to live with us, you got to eat like us. And they go over and Pumbaa kicks over a log and all of these crunchy, crimey, slithery critters come out, right? And you have the creamy-filled kind, and you had the crunchy kind, and at one point they say, slimy, but satisfying. And Simba goes back and forth, and they talk about how delicious it is, and he finally, why he picked a great big slug-looking one, I don't know. I think I would have tried crunchy first, but he picks up this big slithery caterpillar-looking thing, and he slurps it up and says, slimy, but satisfying. Slimy but satisfying. I know that when I am far away from what God has for me in my life, I know when I am running from who I should be or the things that I should be doing or hiding from my problems, there are things in this world that you will find some short-term satisfaction in. But it's slimy. And it feels it. Because you know when you're not in a right space with God. You know when you're not fulfilling those responsibilities, and it's slimy. And I don't mean sin. I think, obviously, that is slimy and has its place too, but just being outside of God's will, outside of the things that he has for us, outside of the things that we know deep down that we are supposed to be doing. And that's when we need each other the most. That's when we need the brothers and sisters in our lives that will step up and not tell us the news that we want to hear. That won't simply steer us away from our problems, but will actually stand with us and encourage us to confront them. Simba needs this in his life. He has grown up far from his people. He has grown up far from his land. He has grown up far from his responsibility. And he needs people from the kingdom to remind him who he is.
Isn't this a great place?
It is beautiful. But I don't understand something. You've been alive all this time. Why didn't you come back to Pride Rock?
Well, I just needed to get out on my own. Live my own life. And I did. And it's great.
We've really needed you at home.
No one needs me.
Yes, we do. You're the king.
Nala, we've been through this. I'm not the king. Scar is.
Simba, he let the hyenas take over the Pride Lands.
What?
Everything's destroyed. There's no food, no water. Simba, if you don't do something soon, everyone will starve.
I can't go back.
Why?
You wouldn't understand.
What wouldn't I understand?
No, no, no. It doesn't matter. Hakuna Matata.
What?
Hakuna Matata. It's something I learned out here. Look, sometimes bad things happen.
Simba.
And there's nothing you can do about it. So why worry?
Because it's your responsibility.
Well, what about you? You left?
I left to find help. And I found you. Don't you understand? You're our only hope.
Sorry.
What's happened to you? You're not the Simba I remember.
You're right. I'm not. Now are you satisfied?
No. Just disappointed.
You know, you're starting to sound like my father.
Good. At least one of us does.
Come on, will you cut it out?
Can't cut it out. It'll grow right back.
Creepy little monkey. Will you stop following me? Who are you?
The question is, who are you?
I thought I knew. Now I'm not so sure.
Well, I know who you are.
Shh. Come here. It's a secret.
Enough already. What is that supposed to mean, anyway?
It means you're a baboon. And I'm not.
I think you're a little confused.
Wrong. I'm not the one who's confused. You don't even know who you are.
Oh, and I suppose you know.
Sure do. You're Mufasa's boy. Bye. He's alive. And I'll show him to you. You follow old Rafiki. He knows the way. Come on. Don't talk. Hurry up.
Whoa, wait, wait.
Come on. Come on. Stop.
That's not my father. It's just my reflection.
No. Look hard. You see, he lives in you.
Back. I'm not who I used to be.
Remember who you are.
methodically trades away his whole identity. He's not eating what he's supposed to be eating. He's not living where he's supposed to be living. He's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. He's not carrying the responsibilities or taking care of the people that he's supposed to be taking care of. He's surrounding himself with people that will give him the right answer to the easy answers to the questions that he has. The people that will say, you know what, if it's a challenge, run away. He's got lion amnesia. He's a counterfeit lion. How many times in our spiritual walk can we get spiritual amnesia? Where all of a sudden, because of what we've been through, because lies that we have believed from the enemy, we begin trading away our identity as children of the one true King. It's amazing how much we'll give up rather than face our problems. He needed loyal friends. He needed individuals that were still loyal to the Father, right? So loyal to the King, the one true King, to come in and say hard things into his life and to speak truth into who he was. And so we see Nala come, blasts him, calls him right out, not being the person that he's supposed to be, not being the person that she remembers. And then Rafiki, kind of this rabbi weirdo monkey, points him back to his father. Now, there's a really cool lion montage that happens next where he goes running across the savannah, and there's a really neat scene where Nala comes back and asks Pumbaa and Timon where he is. And Rafiki says, you won't find him here. Little biblical nod to the resurrection. We'll throw that in there. But lastly, he's got to confront the ultimate challenge in his life, and that is Scar. He's got to confront the lie that he believed. He's got to confront the enemy that he ran away from. And he's got to confront the responsibility that is still his.
Simba, Simba, please, please have mercy, I beg you.
You don't deserve to live.
But, Simba, I am family. It's the hyenas who are the real enemy.
It was their fault. It was their idea. Why should I believe you? Everything you ever told me was a lie.
What are you going to do? You wouldn't kill your old uncle.
No, Scar. I'm not like you.
Oh, Simba, thank you. You are truly noble. I'll make it up to you, I promise. How can I prove myself to you? Tell me, I mean, anything.
Run. Run away, Scar. And never return.
Yes, of course. As you wish, Your Majesty.
He said we were the enemy.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Ed?
No, let me explain. No, you don't understand. No, I didn't mean... No, I didn't understand. No.
I don't know where this finds you this morning. I don't know what lies, what challenges in your life that you need the men and women of God that are loyal to the King to come around you in. But know that you have family all over this room, that you are not alone, You've got some Rafikis, you've got some Nalas in here, you got some Timon and Pumbas, that'd be probably me, if we're completely honest. I'm like the meerkat. But just as you go from here, wade through those lies that we believe from the enemy. He is the father of lies. If he cannot do anything other than get us distracted, then that's what he will do. And he does that by speaking lies into our life about who we are. We believe those lies, and then we repeat those lies to ourselves over and over and over again. Throughout the course of the movie, that lie, Simba, you see, he lives it. He lies to himself about the lie that was told about himself over and over and over, and it robs his identity, and it steals his birthright. And it removes him from his responsibility and what the king would have him do. We got one more scene, just because we absolutely have to, in order to wrap this movie up. It would be wrong not to. And then we'll just pray together and hope that you guys have a good week. As you go, have the courage to address those lies. Something came to mind as we just talked about those lies that the enemy teaches, those things that he does to rip us out from the will of God, to rip us out of our identity in him and of the kingship that is our Father. I just want to pray for each and every one of us before we go today, and just pray that you would have the courage to remember that you are surrounded, and the confidence to remember that you are surrounded by brothers and sisters that are loyal to the king. Let's pray. Dear Father, Lord, thank you for this day. Lord, thank you for the one story, really, that's ever been told, and everything points everything back to you, to your salvation, to your truth, to your will in our lives. Lord, I pray that you would have us, give us the courage and the forethought, give us the clarity of mind, Lord, to weed through those lies that we have told ourselves, that we have been told by others, that has been weaved in by the enemy, Lord, that are keeping us from being exactly the people that you have called us to be, in the place that you've called us to be, doing the things that you've called us to do. Lord, we give you this week, we give you this truth, and we're so thankful for it, in Jesus' name, amen. Bands can come on up and close us, I think.
Would you stand with us if you're able?
What gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer? There is is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus, for my life is wholly bound to His. Oh, how strange and divine, I can sing, all is mine, yet not I, but through Christ in me. The night is dark, Savior, He will stay. I labor on in weakness and rejoicing, for in my need His power is displayed. To this I hold, my shepherd will defend me. Through the deepest valley He
the rest of your day, church. You are dismissed.